There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday morning, December the 29th, tomorrow's the 30th, Wednesday is New Year's Eve, Thursday the first day of 2015, all kinds of opportunities to have a new and better year. The United States marking the end of the war in Afghanistan because on the 1st, a new U.S.-led mission will provide training only for Afghanistan's military in its battle against the Taliban. That ought to work about as well as the Iraqis have done with the battle against ISIS. Oh, don't shoot! Here's my gun! End of story.
Drop and run is the program.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
We trained him in drop and run.
Yeah.
All right, so how many people think that? This thing has been such a complete waste. More of a waste, if you can imagine, than the, $3 trillion we basically wasted in Iraq. We didn't basically, we did. Never mind the money. It was the men and women whose lives were lost there. Same in Afghanistan. For what? Zero. Nothing. We got Osama bin Laden, which was what everybody thought we needed to do by sending in a team. How many on the SEAL team? 12? How many in the standard? Anybody know what the number is of marksmen and experts that are in the SEAL, the Navy SEAL team?
I do not.
I think it's about a dozen, isn't it? Maybe 15?
Yeah, somewhere around
somebody
there.
Somebody figure that out? Yeah. That's how we could have gotten rid of Osama bin Laden instead of wasting all this money that only enhanced the military-industrial complex. It's all it did. Killed American lives were sacrificed so that the military-industrial complex could have a big payday. How do you, when you think about it that way, how do you justify that? How do you even think about it? I mean, it's over the water over the dam now, so, but it's still something that we ought to be thinking about as we start messing around in other areas, frankly. The Ebola fight, one of the big stories of 2014. We'll review a lot of the stories and sort of put a spin on them between now and the end of the week, but Ebola certainly considered the number one medical story, right? Wouldn't everybody agree?
Absolutely.
That the Ebola story is number one medical story of the year?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The unintended consequences of Ebola and the war waged against it, hindering the battle against malaria. Malaria is a constant in Africa. It's a constant in areas around the world on the equator, where it is wet and hot. And so what's happened is there's been so much money spent on fighting Ebola that the countries, these same countries that have real problems with malaria, are not able to deal with both of them. So malaria, which is the sort of, if you'll pardon the expression, tried and true of all of the horrible diseases you can get in these areas, they're killing thousands more than Ebola. Thousands more! We have this whole big news media frenzy focused on Ebola. Meanwhile, nobody's paying attention to the malaria deaths, which are 10 times. 7,000 people have died of Ebola. 70,000 people, or somewhere between 40 and 70, depending on what number you look at, have died in the same time period from malaria. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? What are we supposed to be doing? Do we have worldwide crusades against malaria? It's everywhere on the equator. But yet Ebola is sort of the sexy disease of the year.
Malaria, here's, I could give you this spin, is that malaria is everywhere already. Ebola, we were watching it spread, and we were watching it come to places it hadn't been before, which
that's fine.
Maybe makes it more newsworthy.
Why is it newsworthy that 7,000 people die of one disease.
Well, no, because it's spreading to new places is what I'm saying.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? The same thing that Richie said. If you listen to hour number three today, Richie was making a point about how many people we were talking about the airplane that crashed in Indonesia and 162 people dying, which is horrible. But last year, how many people died altogether last year? Three planes went down, all of them from Malaysia. Well, the one that went down wasn't their fault, the one that was shot down over the Ukraine. But anyway, there were 700-800 people that were killed in airplanes last year. But what gets all the news headlines?
You don't see more than that, because of all the small
people
die. Yeah, 1.2 million people die in automobile crashes worldwide each year, where we maybe have 10,000 people die in airplane accidents each year worldwide.
What? It'd be the private planes you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was, yeah, the number was something like that. Yeah.
Was it really?
8 to 10,000.
Okay, I didn't think it was that. Hi. People in the news today, Casey Kasem is still dead, and now he's finally buried in Norway in a lone, dark grave far away from anything. His adult children say Casey wanted to be buried where he lived and thrived in Los Angeles. There is an anonymous burial in Oslo, Norway, where his widow Jean had him buried. The investigation continues into the allegations of elder abuse by the Casey children. The wife has so far been able to avoid having the body embalmed, making it harder to conduct the medical part of the investigation, and now he's buried in the dark, in a grave that's unmarked, so nobody can be able to find him. End of story. How do we like that? Those of us who liked Casey. I don't understand the family dynamics here, frankly. And it seems unclear. What's her face? The daughter is a grandstander. She's always been a grandstander. But having you put that aside, and you still wonder, okay, what is it?
As I've said before, everybody involved should be ashamed of themselves. This guy did not ask to have such disrespected. His exit from the planet was so
horrible.
It was awful. Mm. And everybody involved should be is part of that.
One more person in the news before we get to our discussion about the missing AirAsia plane. We have an expert talking to us about that in a moment. Bill Cosby has hired a bunch of private investigators to go after the people who are his accusers. He's paying six-figure fees to private investigators for information that will discredit his victims. The multiple sources that have confirmed through his attorney, he's implementing a scorched earth policy in which anything negative on his accusers' pasts is fair game and will become public knowledge.
But what does it have to do with
nothing?
The rape
doesn't
allegations?
Prove, doesn't, it doesn't prove anything except that he's a bitter old man. That's what it proves.
Right.
He's a bitter, nasty, dirty old man.
He's not trying to disprove the allegations.
No,
he's just
trying to dig up dirt
on the people who are accusing him.
Yeah, great. 14 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Ken Jenkins, who is a professional emergency manager with experience in the kind of problems that are a result of this missing plane. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Kohl's Big After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now, and everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get your Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more, and save 50 to 70% on sweaters and fleece, 60 to 70% on sleepwear, and 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family. Plus, take 75% off trim a tree. Kohl's After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now. Don't miss it. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Everybody seems to be interested in this Air Asia plane and its fate. Ken Jenkins is with us now, an aviation crisis consultant. Ken, working with a lot of major airlines on their emergency responses. So, Ken, how are the folks, this is another Malaysian-owned airline, how are they doing in comparison to the Malaysian folks last year, or earlier this year, actually?
Good morning. And from what I've seen so far, I think Air Asia has a very good handle on working with the families in the aftermath of Air Asia Flight 8501. The CEO has been very vocal. He's very strong. He's been very much out in front in talking with the families. They've set up very quickly their emergency operations center at the airport for the board point of the flight and the off point of the flight, which is critical. That's where families are going to go for information. Mm-hmm. They're doing their best to keep the families in a secure location. And I say secure simply because that means they're isolated somewhat by themselves so that they don't have media and other folks around them. They can have privacy, make phone calls. They have access to services like spiritual care and child care, which is very important during this time.
You spent some time after Flight 370 went down helping to comfort the families that were involved in that. What did you feel or sense was the outcome, or are you still in touch with some of these families even after this much time?
Well, no, I'm not in touch with the families. What I can share with you is I've worked a number of accidents, 12 in total, and I've worked with families specifically assigned to them and worked with them over a period of weeks. What families want and what you're seeing here is they want information, and it's the same with MH370. They want to know what happened. And with absent information, you know, if you don't have anything to give, like right now, Air Asia doesn't have anything to give.
Well, but I think the consensus is the plane's in the bottom of the ocean. This one is fairly simple.
Exactly. But they're still looking for where's the aircraft? Tell me what's going on. So the comparison between the two is in MH370, family members didn't feel like they were getting information timely, and then they didn't feel like they were getting accurate information, which led to a lot of mistrust and additional anxiety. We haven't seen that to any degree with the Air Asia 8501. It's still short in the process, but right now it looks like Air Asia is doing a better job of saying, there is lots of information they can give.
Right.
They can say things, there are 12 ships out on the sea looking. There are 5 planes, 3 helicopters. We're organizing a team. That's all information that's important to the families because it shows them that something's being done. And I don't think we saw that with MH370 in terms of a cohesive response.
All right, so what do you expect in this circumstance whenever there's something that's fairly cut and dry? And I said that it went to the bottom of the sea.
Sure.
I don't know that, frankly, whether it did or it didn't. What are the chances that it went to the same place that 370 went?
Well, and that's the thing, you know, we don't know. I mean, everything, of course, is, and I said we want to give accurate information, and yet what most of us are doing, and me included to some degree, is speculating.
Yeah.
But we're speculating on the best evidence we have, which is based on no emergency locator beacon signal, which would indicate that the plane is underwater, the trajectory of the aircraft based on the last satellite images and other information that we have, that's where most likely the aircraft is.
Uh-huh. All right, Ken, thank you. Ken Jenkins, professional emergency manager, a lot of experience in this sort of thing. Check out his website, KenJenkinsLLC.com. Want to know more about how he works and some of these stories behind the stories, if you will. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Time on Good Day. One Hit Wonder contest time. A lot of people confuse this singer with Michael Jackson, as I recall. Am I right, Kenny?
Some do, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
It definitely sounds like young Michael.
All right, so we're back to the One Hit Wonder contest because Christmas is over, so we'll pull songs from the history of pop music, 1950s to today, and this happens to be a song by an American singer-songwriter from Miami topping the charts during this week in 1980. So if you know who this is, you call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this One Hit Wonder artist, 888-302-DOUG. We'll send you a CD with a wonderful bunch of One Hit Wonder songs on it. So listen to this. We're just going to crack it up for you.
Yes, I'm ready.
Actually, some of you may confuse this with the original that was done in 1965. Remember, this is 1980. 15 years earlier, a Motown recording artist. I don't know if I should give her name because some people are liable to choose her, don't you think, Richie? I think if I tell you who originally did it. I think it adds to the suspense. What do you say, Jen Jen? I'm not going to.
I think you should hold off.
Yeah, I'm holding off.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah. All right, here are the story of this particular singer. Started in high school, played the recorder and the harp, specialized in the medieval and Renaissance genre. Excuse me. She expanded her talents to folk and jazz. Matter of fact, co-founded a pop jazz folk group called Abacus. One night, Barry Gibb came to a club where she was singing, and he was so inspired by her vocals that he helped her get a recording contract. And so this song became a smash hit. Again, crank it up, Richie, will you?
Yes, I'm ready.
Richie's busy talking to somebody on the phone.
Yes, I'm ready.
It's the
I could sing along with it.
I know. I wish you would.
All right. So let's see. This song was recorded as a duet with the lead singer of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Ah.
She became very popular. Several more hits in Germany and Japan, the Philippines, but never struck gold again here in our country. She recorded several popular Christian albums. Shares her time between Germany and Miami as a producer, a singer, musician, arranger, recording engineer, has a good career. What is this lady's name? 888-302-3684. Richie, is that that's the whole thing, right?
That is the whole thing.
All right. Everybody remember this song?
I've heard it once or twice. I don't know.
I absolutely remember it, yes.
Yeah, this is a pretty standard tune. It's been on most of the AC stations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still around. All right, Diane, where are you?
I'm in Bradford, Florida.
Nice to have you on board. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I did. I love listening to you. I try to get you all the time, except my station, the jet, only carries you until 8 o'clock.
Really? Ah,
oh,
tisk,
yes.
Tisk. No, actually, I've been on that station for a long time.
I know.
It was one of the first FM stations I think I was on. The people that run it are wonderful family. Great
they
people.
Are.
Yeah, they are. And so you listened to us on Christmas Day, Kenny and me, did you?
I did. I listen to you whenever I can get you.
All right, good. Thank you.
Very
and
sweet.
We'll be on live on New Year's morning as well. All right, so who do you think it is?
I didn't hear the whole rest of your story because I had to turn the radio down, so I'll probably be wrong now. It's Minnie Riverton?
No, it's not Minnie Riverton.
That's
not
a guess, though.
Not
yeah.
a bad guess, right. Diane, thank you. Happy New Year. Steve, who do you think it is?
It's Terry DeSerio.
That is correct. Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band singing with Terry DeSerio. I guess I'm ready. So you got that right off the top of your head, did you?
Yes.
All right, you're a good man, so you'll get one of our CDs full of one-hit wonder hits. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year, Steve.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all know that dogs and cats can sense illness, especially in their guardians. They can even tell what kind of moods we're in, much like dolphins have been known to detect. What is it about dogs and cats that make them so special? Is it really a sixth sense? Do they really have ESP? Or is it just that they are so attuned to their surroundings, nature, and their five senses that they can extrapolate and react to these conditions or circumstances? You know, scientists and behaviorists like myself are at odds about dogs' sixth sense. Many agree that the acute sensory perceptions make it look like they do indeed have a sixth sense. Others claim that they employ a special bond with their human guardians and can sense beyond time and distance. Here's the bottom line, folks. I've been working in the field of animal behavior for over 30 years. There are so many times I've witnessed unexplained things that our pets do. I honestly believe that all animals, including us, do have, in fact, a sixth sense. I believe it's inhibited in people, but not in our dogs and cats. So trust what they have to say. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license, all 50 states, and unless number 33.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Is 33 after the hour. Last Monday of the year, I think I made that clear. Jennifer Horan is here. Rich McFadden is here. Ken Kessler is here. Doug Steffen is here, passing on good information. Hopefully, here's what you need to know. At the bottom of the sea is how a senior official at the Indonesian Air Agency says is the fate of Air India Flight 8501, 162 people on board. It, quote-unquote, probably crashed into the sea. I'm beginning to be a skeptic. Call me foolish.
About what? You tin foiling up?
Yep.
Why?
Because there's no evidence that they can find anything, not any evidence at all on the surface of the water in the area that would have been. They started looking right where they lost contact, and they followed the water line all the way to where it would have the plane would have gone on to or over land in order to land in Indonesia. And there's no
sign of anything. That they can't find any evidence of the airplane makes you think that this isn't actually what happened.
Maybe. I think it gives us cause to be skeptical. Let's see what happens.
Another, why would you be skeptical?
24, 48, because you can't find, they don't know where it happened. The other, that 777, never found a trace of that. And this is in the same area.
It's a big old ocean.
Yep.
That's not
a big ocean. No. If you look at where they're looking, it's between Indonesia and the mainland. There's not a lot of territory there. We're talking about 400 miles, maybe at the most, between one body of land and another. Right.
And that's the thing that's really odd about this, because the water is much, much more shallow there.
Yeah. This is not the middle of the Indian Ocean stuff.
But you automatically think, okay.
I automatically think.
Then there has to be something.
I'm thinking out loud that there may be something else to this. Let's see if I can be proven wrong.
You're
I'm
right.
open. I'm what? What? What?
Why
what?
Do you have
I'm
to be
what?
Proven
I'm,
wrong?
Because I think I'm right.
I'm not shaking my head on anything. They should have found the other plane. So let's see if they find this one.
Yeah, see that, Richie?
I'm actually not jumping. I'm actually jumping on the Dougie band.
Yeah, see that, Richie?
Yeah, you know what? You guys think that we have a total map of this whole planet. And it's huge.
Uh-huh.
Huge.
I think they can find a lot of things they want to find.
There is so much we don't know about this planet.
That's true, Richie.
And you have the
including what happens
egotistical outlook. That
I have an egotistical outlook.
It's a gigantic plane. Of course you're going to know where.
Yeah, it's not a gigantic plane.
Well, they follow
the
it, though.
Planet.
Come on.
Yeah, we
Which
put a washing machine
by
on
water.
A comet. Yeah. Millions of miles away.
Yet we don't know as much about this planet as we do.
Richie, you're in the minority. It's 3-1.
All right, you just got
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, what's the big deal on our social media pages as we enter into this new week?
The missing plane.
Mm-hmm. What are people saying?
Elena
I agree
says,
with you, Doug. Oh, no. Are they saying that? No.
Elena says, I don't understand how we're still losing planes in this day and age.
There we go. Ding, 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 ding.
I agree with that. I mean, every plane, why they don't have a GPS? I have no idea.
All right, next, Kenny.
Patrick says, Dear CNN, Air Asia Flight 8501 has crashed and everybody is dead.
Merry Christmas.
Captain Obvious.
CNN terrible. Still loves us, though. Come on. Merry Christmas, CNN.
Terror. Oh, man. All right, keep going.
One more. Gordon says, we can land a vehicle on an asteroid, but we can't find Air Asia plane.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's time
ding,
we get our priorities right.
There we go. All right, the other disaster of the day, where the Italians and the Greeks have sent helicopters to try to find the 160 passengers and crew trapped on the upper decks of a ferry boat that's burning in the Adriatic. You know where the Adriatic is, Richie?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Kenny, you know where the Adriatic is?
Somewhere over near Greece.
Well, that's okay. It's between Italy, if you right. on the it's in the north Mediterranean Sea.
Right.
It's on the east side of Italy, and underneath the Adriatic Sea is between Yugoslavia, or what was Yugoslavia, and Italy. All right. Anyway, the
Croatia,
rough seas. Man, I mean, look at some of the swells in the pictures from there. Woo! All right. The good news is 300 people have been saved so far. Next, the Palestinian president says he wants to submit a final draft of a statehood resolution of the UN. You know where that's going to go, right? The circular file. And you know who will stop it? We will. The United States will stop it. Wait and see. See if I'm not right. The United States of South Korea proposed today to resume stalled talks with the North Koreans. Just in time. Why don't they just bring them to a movie? Take the guys to see the interview. Whoever goes to this, South Koreans and the North Koreans, get together in a movie theater, watch the interview, and then let's talk about how we can get together. What's the big deal?
How about I buy you dinner? Go to a movie. Great movie out this weekend.
Great movie. Okay, the president said in an interview, which will be on NPR today, that race relations have improved since he became president. Yes,
sure.
No?
No.
No. Okay. Jennifer, yes, no?
No.
Kenny, yes, no?
No.
Okay. 888-302-3684.
That's the
ask. Nose have it.
Some people will say...
Whoops, wait a minute. Richie, hold on a second.
Some people will say maybe we're talking about things more.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a more heated...
Yeah.
debate on race relations now.
Are they
and
better?
That is good.
No.
Because some people will say, maybe before we just all turned a blind eye to it.
Mm-hmm.
So are we actually talking about things more now, and that's why it doesn't seem like it's as comfortable as it was before?
Mm.
It's uncomfortable for us? Or are they really not as good as they were before?
They are not as good as they were before. The price of oil going up a bit today because of what's going on in Libya. The escalating conflict in Libya, oil has gone down 46%, and it's up just a nickel and a dime, nothing serious, but it's still cause for celebration. Richie, would you pay for gasoline over the weekend in Washington?
$2.28 at the BJ's.
Kenny, would you pay?
$2.57.
Jen?
I was like $2.67 or really? $2.78.
I paid $2.49 when I filled up the car when I went back to the airport last. When did I come home? On Christmas Eve.
That's a pretty good price by the airport.
$2.48. Yeah, I thought it was too.
I was in Panama last week, and we pulled into the gas station there to get some gas on our rental car.
Yeah, $0.05.
And I'm looking up, and I'm like, 66 cents a gallon. I'm like, what in the world is good? Can I take some home? Turns out 66 cents per liter.
Per liter, right.
Yeah, which turns out to about $2.45 a gallon.
All right, how many people think the police officers did the right thing or the wrong thing by turning their backs on the mayor of New York? There were 20,000 police officers in attendance at the funeral of that patrolman over Saturday morning. So there were a lot of the rank and file, just when the mayor got up to deliver the eulogy or make some points, the officers got up and turned their backs on him. Who thinks that was the correct thing to do?
Tacky.
It's tacky. Yeah. I understand why they did it, but I think, you know, you still need to get it together. I mean, you have to give respect, even when you feel like respect isn't maybe given to you by the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Al-Shabaab. No relation to Al Sharpton?
Different.
Al-Shabaab.
His cousin.
Leader with this group, had a $3 million bounty on his head, surrendered to authorities rather than because they're not. Apparently, he figures he's better off alive and in jail than dead. Imagine putting a $3 million bounty. Maybe that's what they ought to do with all these people, ISIS leaders, right? You think they'd survive, and Al Qaeda, all of these. Taliban.
They're the TV show. We could get Dog the Bounty Hunter to go after ISIS.
Yeah, what happened to
How
that show,
that?
By the way? Why did that show disappear?
I think it's still on somewhere.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just saw it the other day.
I can't remember. He's a racist.
Hmm.
His daughter's boyfriend or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm. The Hobbit was number one this weekend over the holiday weekend. Unbroken, second place. Interview earned 15 mil online, about 3 mil in theaters. All right, so movie ticket sales over this year have declined by 5%. $10 billion, lowest since 2011. Huh. What do we make of that? It's called the Internet, right? Called Netflix. What else is it called? When you get right down to it.
Pretty much.
Huh? Isn't that right? Huh. Oh, Jennifer, just before we do the television report, you'll be happy to know the results of the 8th annual Zillow Celebrity Neighbor Survey. Last year's most desirable neighbor was Jimmy Fallon.
Right, I remember that.
Kim Kardashian.
Doesn't that feel like yesterday we did that story?
I know. So we'll find out today who Jimmy Fallon. Most people want to live next door to him. Who would you like to live next to? Who's the celebrity you'd like to live next door to?
George Clooney, Nathan Fillion. And they live on the same street, by the way. So right smack in the middle of them would be fine. I'd have a sign that says, "I have sugar. Anybody need to borrow sugar?"
Richie, of all the celebrities that you know of, who would you like to have as your neighbor?
That's a tough question.
Mm-hmm. You can handle it.
Probably some musician that I can sit around, drink beer, talk music with.
Mm-hmm.
So, would I love to have a beer with Prince.
Prince, okay.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Kenny, what celebrity would you like to have?
The cool thing is, after you have the beer, you can put him in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Sir Paul.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Mom would like that,
All right. Food for thought. 16 before the hour. Speaking of food for thought, if you have not ordered Heart Factors Plus yet, here is your best chance. The Heart Factors Plus Christmas and holiday season sale has been extended until the end of this week. Heart Factors Plus, an all-natural formula boosting nitric oxide levels, naturally widening the arteries and improving their elasticity. If you're familiar with arginine, which is a mineral, that's what gets this stuff working. It gets to work on your blood pressure. Kenny, did you get yours? I had some sent to you, some Heart Factors
Plus.
Yes,
I did.
Did you? Okay. So you can use that. You know, you're on some other medication. It's safe to use with the other medication, too, the doctor said, right?
Right.
This is the most popular supplement we have ever talked about on this program because it addresses all kinds of needs. If you have high blood pressure, it'll deal with it by helping to make it better. If you have good blood pressure, it'll keep it. It'll maintain it. So if you're in your 40s and older, call 800-577-8560 and order Heart Factors Plus. It'll work for you. No questions asked. If you don't think it's working, you can try it. See if you don't sense, or maybe actually if you have a little high blood pressure issue, you get on this and it goes down. Whatever your satisfaction measure is, they'll meet it. 800-577-8560. So if you're not satisfied, you get your money back. That's why so many doctors, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus on our program, say this is the best thing around because it works. And if it doesn't work, you get your money back. But they've done the research. They know the science. They know it will work. 800-577-8560. And when you call and mention Doug Steffen, you get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula as an added supplement just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call today, 800-577-8560, and get express shipping, too. Before the end of the year, you'll have it. You can start using it. You'll be satisfied or your money back. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and the last number 3030.
Hi, Jennifer is going to present some info that you probably haven't heard yet. I have a place to go for those of you. I never realized this about Meredith. She loves these soap operas.
Oh, I'm with her. What does she watch?
She watches these things as we go into bed at night. She's got her eye. This is what I said to her. You know, last week we were talking about how bad it is. The report about how bad it is to have these things as you go to sleep, any pads or iPhone, whatever it is, don't go.
Yeah, the light's bad for you. Mm-hmm.
Right. She goes to, you can log on to SoapCity.com to find out everything you want to know about your favorite soap opera characters. Did you know that?
I did not, but I will tell you. SoapCity.com. I do the same thing because really? You can tell her I used to love All My Children.
Yeah, okay.
And when it got canceled, I was really depressed.
If you miss your favorite soap opera, you can join the clan at Soap City.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is a big thing. Soap fans are loyal.
Where's Ivory? That's the kind of news I want. I want to know where Ivory Snow is. I don't care about the rest of that stuff. All right, Jen, what else is going on?
All right, so it's time to do those end-of-the-year lists again, right, Dougie? And TorrentFreak.com is a site that follows online piracy. So they come up with these lists of the most pirated TV shows of the year. Do you have a guess of what was the most pirated show of the year? Arr, matey.
What about, oh, really? What,
no, that's not a hint. Movies? I'm just talking about pirates. I'm talking about TV shows.
Blacklist.
No, Game of Thrones. And it's third straight year that Game of Thrones.
What is it that so many people see? People say, this is a great show. Anytime I've looked at it, just like everybody getting their heads chopped off or getting sorted. I don't want to watch all that.
There's a lot of evil geniuses that do because this show is, double what any other show. It's had 8 million illegal downloads. Number two had 4 million downloads. So it shows you just how many people watch that illegally. Walking Dead was was number two on the list with, like I said, half of that, 4 million downloads. The Big Bang Theory was at number three. How I Met Your Mother at number four. Gotham, which is a new show for Fox, number five.
I think that's a very interesting show.
Awesome show.
I saw that on the plane last week.
And, you know, we'll talk about that. Yeah. Six is Arrow, Grey's Anatomy 7, Vikings 8, Suits 9, and South Park is 10. And you know, that actually brings up my next story, Dougie. Is there's kind of a look back at what worked this fall and what's coming for spring at Deadline.com.
Right.
One of the only shows that's really worked well this year is Gotham. And I think, I watch it. I'm not even a super big comic book fan, but the guy that plays the Penguin, I think, is so incredibly good and weird to watch.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very intriguing. They do great justice
for comic book fans. Whoever it is playing Commissioner, or not Commissioner Gordon, but
Ben McKenzie.
Mm-hmm. What's his story?
He used to be on the OC. He was on a CW show for a long time.
I thought he was quite good.
He was good.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. All right, so there's the update.
Yeah, we'll
Jennifer
talk more
Horn.
About that this week.
Will we? You promise?
We will. I promise.
Good for you. 51 after.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. I am always interested in Richie's point of view when it comes to automobiles and what's doing well. Rich, before he became a radio mega star, was a big-time salesperson, an entrepreneur in the world of used
wholesale cars.
All right, so you'll be interested to know that Tesla Motors is going to relaunch their Roadster with a new battery pack that will increase the distance the car can go by nearly two-thirds to more than 400 miles. See, I thought that they could get 300-and-something miles. Somebody told me, who has a Tesla last year, you get 340, 350 miles out of it. So I don't quite understand. What they've done is build a car so you can drive it from San Francisco to Los Angeles. that's basically
because right, that's where all the people who buy them.
Exactly. Everybody in L.A. who has one wants to drive it up to San Fran or vice versa. More of them are selling in San Francisco or down in the Valley there because of the techies wanting to have a car that doesn't need to be. They don't have to put any petroleum in. That's the big thing up in that area. So you can now go 245 miles, so they say, on a single charge. How hard is it to find a place to charge them now? Most every Verizon obviously has the thing put in their house, but where else do you get a charge?
The Trader Joe's near my house has a charging station in the parking lot right outside, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. That's a very interesting reality.
Yeah, it is interesting.
All right, Toyota in the news today because it tops Consumer Reports' list of the best car values for 2014. They have picked the Toyota Camry as the best overall value among new cars. Its hybrid version placed top in the magazine's 2014 annual car value rankings. So, I don't know
enough. That.
You don't get what? The Camry?
I don't
get. Or the hybrid idea?
No. The import as being a good value. Because you pay so much more for the import than you get. I buy every car used. If I want to buy a new car, I buy it 1 year old where it has 10, 12, 15,000 miles on it. Yeah. And the difference between the import and the domestic car is such a great disparity that there's no way you could convince me that spending $8,000 or $10,000 more for a comparable car is a good value.
A comparable car would be? So the Camry hybrid.
Toyota Camry and the Ford Fusion.
The Ford Fusion, is that a hybrid?
They have a hybrid.
They do?
Yeah, they do have a hybrid version on it. So a lot of people will tell you that that the Camry is more dependable, that some of its features. But, okay, let's say we agree on that. To pay $10,000 more, is that a value for you? I'll buy that Fusion all day long and get and use it up and not waste as much money as you did on that Camry. I don't get it.
You don't get why people... Well, because they've convinced themselves
because
that the PR
lists,
is correct.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Because of these lists, people deem the imports to be a better car, mm-hmm. so they pay $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 more for the same vehicle.
All right. How many people have found themselves, in other words, in Richie's book, you're a dummy?
I don't get it. My money's worth more.
Have you ever owned a foreign manufactured car?
I own a Kia right now.
A Kia?
Mm-hmm. Bought one from my mother-in-law.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever owned a real new car?
A new car?
Have you ever owned a real car?
I have never owned a new car. Mm-hmm. Never will. Wow.
All right, let's see
crazy.
Here.
Crazy. You're absolutely crazy to buy a new
depreciation
car.
Is a big factor for me. I don't buy new cars either.
You might or new just trucks. Take 10 grand and just throw it out on the freeway.
Right. All right, let's see here. The best domestic car is the Regal Premium One Buick.
Great car. That's a great car.
It is
car.
A good car. Yep. Well, we're looking at the top best car values. Consumer Reports says Camry Hybrid is number one. The Buick Regal is number two. The Lexus ES300H is third in that list.
Jennifer, isn't that thing you drive?
No.
What'd you pay for that, 50 grand?
No, I have a Lexus.
But it's what is it? What model is it?
40 grand, right?
I have the GS350 Sport.
All right, the GS as opposed to the ES.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here.
ES is the under model.
In wagons, the Subaru Outback is the premium leader there. The Subaru did very well, by the way. They are. So they don't, but the good car, like Saab, they stopped making this year. What a great car that was.
I used to love the Saab.
The
convertibles were so cute.
Saab is a good car. No, it's a good car. And
buy
the other one.
So you have one to drive on the other one.
One for parts.
And then the other one that was stopped this past year was the Saturn. That was a great car, too.
Yeah.
59 after. This is.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.